Sean, is that a good point for you, or are you frustrated you didn't get all three?
No, I think at half time you're certainly taking a point because they were the better side in the first half. They scored and you know, a bit of a soft goal, but a good finish, by the way. And then they've had a golden chance, or not a golden, but a very good chance, and I think it's hit the post. So you could come in at half time 2-0 down. We didn't. And then I thought second half we were the stronger side, and we created enough in the second half. Their keeper's arguably man of the match, which usually sends a message that we've been productive at least. And you know, you take your point, and on another day, who knows, it could have been all three.
Yeah, Stoke were probably the better side in the first half, as you say there, but they've not really given Nick Pope an awful lot to do, apart from that big chance for Diouf.
No, don't get me wrong, I agree. The general feel of the game, the general play, the effective play was slightly better from them, without actually getting them golden moments, other than the one you mentioned. So, don't get me wrong, we come in at half-time and said to the players, I wasn't annoyed with the first half. I said, look, it's the 1% that you need. We've got to turn everything up 1%, our awareness, our team shape, and our physical drive to take on the game. And I was really pleased with the reaction second half and you know, the chances created. And, you know, we take a point. You've got to remember, we moved a long way on the road from last season, so we're never greedy. We know that we can do. We know that we can work to get things on the road. We've proved that this season. But, you know, a point on the road is still acceptable for us.
Stoke got that early goal that they really craved here and got the crowd, you know, on side. But there was some controversy in the build-up as well, wasn't there, with the assistant having the flag up at one point in the build-up to that?
It was just a strange moment. West is getting his arm pulled, which we all know what happens in the Premier League if you pull an opponent like that. But, you know, it's a sad thing to say, really, how football's changed, because he doesn't get a foul because he doesn't roll around the floor. And, you know, I've spoken about it a lot this season, and it's one of them things that is, you can't have it always. If it's a foul, it's a foul. Whether you're rolling around the floor or not, it's a foul. Then the linesman said he actually flagged because he felt the ball had gone out, but it didn't go out, so then he put his flag down. So that's confusing. But just to be clear with this, there was still a lot happened after that. But, you know, as a manager, you look at the start point, and the start point was arguably a foul, soft one as it is, and then it builds from there, and then we could have done better. You know, we lose our shape a little bit, they reverse it, they get a foot on the edge of the box, bit of a tame challenge, and then it's a good finish, though, a very good finish from them, so taking nothing away from them, by the way.
Yeah, there's no advantage for you either. If it wasn't a foul, there was certainly no advantage for Burnley either, and the build-up progressed from there, as you say. But as you say, in the second half, the lads really responded, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I was very pleased with their response, the quality of their response, some of our play, to be effective. And that's all I ask my players to do. We've got to defend, right, we know that. But can we be effective in our attacking play? And I thought second half we were, made their keeper work on numerous occasions, and very late on in the game had three really good chances to take all 3 points. But, you know, Stoke are a good side, they're working very, very hard. It means a lot to them here, and rightly so. So, you know, we take the point and we move forward.
Johan Berg-Gudmundsson could have had a hat-trick in the 2 minutes in injury time as well, but he was ever so close, wasn't he, on all three occasions?
Yeah, he's had another good game, particularly second half. You know, first half we weren't at the races. Looks they're not far off, though. And then second half, we were much stronger. And I think our play became more effective, and he was certainly involved in plenty of that.
When you looked at Stoke's side, they brought in Peter Crouch, and, you know, you sort of know what you're going to get, but Stoke have tried to get away from the long direct stuff. But with Crouch and Diouf up there as well, and two big centre-backs, you've got to be strong today.
Well, the manager spoke before about the identity, you know, and what the team's identity was and where it was and where it is now, type of thing. And that's the challenge for him, of course. But, you know, I did understand slightly what he meant. And with Crouch up there, I personally have spoken before when we played him earlier in the season and we got a nice win. I still think he's a very, very good player. And he showed that today. Very effective, particularly first half. I thought he was the best player, probably on the pitch. Bringing players in, a handful, his understanding of the game, you know, and his knowledge. And then second half, we dealt with him a bit better, and we dealt with the whole team actually a bit better. Still a long way to go for us, but we are moving forward.
Just lastly, the fans, another great following down, 2,500 almost.
Yeah, fans have been amazing all season, home and away. I always say particular way, purely because I know it's expensive and people have to take even more time. You know, whoever you're local to, I think you support that team if you're a football mad sort of person. So our fans do at home, but again, you know, massive numbers for a town like Burnley to take them numbers is fantastic.